why the grand jury ruled as it did. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The transcript of the grand jury proceeding in the Michael Brown shooting fills 4,799 pages, and it shows that some of the witnesses against police officer Darren Wilson would have had serious credibility problems had that case gone to trial. One of the most incendiary claims about the shooting came from a woman who told the FBI that Officer Wilson stood over Michael Brown's body and emptied his clip to finish him off. But on page 70 of her testimony to the grand jury on October 27th, she admitted that she was not in a position to see those final shots. She had just assumed that he'd done it. The transcripts also show another witness who told a similar story was on medication for multiple personality disorder. It's pretty clear that the witnesses who persuaded the jury were the ones who said that Michael Brown charged the officer, ignoring repeated commands to stop. A reporter asked Prosecutor Robert McCulloch the question on everybody's mind. The witnesses who backed up the officer, what race were they?
The ones I mentioned specifically were all African Americans. That the one who indicated that he was came at him in a full charge, and that as Officer Wilson fired shots at him, Mr. Brown started charging at him again. Those are his words, his testimony. They're all African American.
But the transcript also tells more than just the story of the shooting. Again and again, witnesses who lived near the scene expressed a deep mistrust of the Ferguson Police Department going back a long time. One woman told of seeing the police gun down a man when she was six. Another told of calling the cops for help with a violent neighbor, only to see them cuff the wrong person. Another said, quote, when the police come, it's like instant panic. And for them, the jury's decision settles nothing. They see Michael Brown's shooting as further proof that whoever the police are protecting, it's not them.